Welcome to the Mix It Up Pharmacy Podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the Rev Up Podcast, where we talk all about the world of pharmacy, the profession of pharmacy, and all the amazing things that people are doing within that profession. So today I am super excited because I have one of my friends here. I actually have known Bridget for a couple of years virtually. So we've met online, we've talked over COVID. It was a good time for everyone to sort of like meet all your virtual friends. But then I finally got to meet Bridget Hannah in person at the Alliance for Pharmacy Compounding Owners Summit. And so that was really cool to see her in person. I can't wait to introduce you to her. She is a fantastic individual in the profession of pharmacy and just doing really, really cool things. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Bridget Hanna. She is a certified pharmacy technician since 2009, has spent 12 years in an independent pharmacy, including working with multi-location independent pharmacies as a compounding tech, a marketer, a social media manager, and a front-end manager. Following her love and passion for independent pharmacy, compounding, and marketing, she decided to go out on her own in 2019 and create her own business, Independent Edge Consulting. She enjoys sharing her knowledge and experience in independent pharmacy, compounding, and marketing with her clients and on many platforms. Bridget truly believes that through education and marketing, independent pharmacies can provide limitless possibilities to their communities and to our world. So without further ado, hi, Bridget. Thank you so much for being on here today.
Hi, Tara. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
We're excited to have you because you are just one of the trailblazers, I feel like, in pharmacy, especially in the world of compounding. We don't get a whole lot of marketing information or marketing consulting in compounding, in the compounding world. It's sort of a strange like marketing like piece that we don't have a lot of. So to see you doing this and branching out and building your own business around pharmacy compounding marketing is really cool. So tell us how you got here today. Give us your backstory and your passion into building your own business.
So compounding definitely is a very special, just such a special thing to me. And for everyone that's been associated with compounding, it is such a personal treatment and a personal option for them. So definitely, definitely loving that. So I got into, as you heard in my bio, I got into pharmacy in 2009. And right away, I knew I wanted to be in independent pharmacy just because of such a difference in the local level, the individual patient and pharmacy interaction, and just truly making a difference. So I jumped into being in an independent pharmacy and they were a compounding pharmacy. So for me, that was just a huge success for me to be able to find my place. And with compounding, that was something that was new to me. And I absolutely just fell in love with compounding and what it could provide. So many different options and being able to really give a lot of options and treatment to different individuals from the human side to the veterinary side. And I just dove into that and became a compounding technician as well. And for me, I really fell in love with that. And then there was so many people in the community that did not know what compounding was. And so I really made it my mission right then and there to go out and make sure that I could educate and talk with the doctors, talk with anybody and everybody about compounding and all the options and you know, opportunities it could provide.
Sorry, couldn't find my mute button, of course. I still don't know how to use Zoom after all these years, but that is really cool. I know like one of the things that we do as compounders is we try to get our message out there to providers. And I know with what you do, you're actually helping independent pharmacies or small pharmacies or compounders better relay their message online when they walk into a provider's office, to their sales teams. and that type of thing. So that is something that is really, really needed. And at the end of the podcast, I'll give, Bridget will share her information. So if anybody listening is interested in contacting her, you certainly can. But I know there was one story that you told that kind of resonated with me. And I really want our listeners to hear like why you came into this field personally. And it was about your horse. Do you mind sharing that with us?
Oh, absolutely. So for me, I'm a huge animal lover. My whole life we've had, you know, horses and dogs and all kinds of things. And so my horse that I'd had for 21 years. So we've been through everything together. I had went through 4-H with him together. And he was my best friend. And he had Cushing's disease. So it was getting pretty bad. And it got to the point where, you know, I was crushing up tablets and mixing it with molasses, and he hated it. I hated it. And when I found out about compounding, and I found out that, you know, there's another way, there's another option that's going to be able to have more adherence for him. He will have an enjoyable experience, and I would have an enjoyable experience. And hopefully that we were going to be able to have, you know, a better outcome with this medication and the treatment option. And we got to make a suspension and we got to, you know, flavor it with apple. And instead of me holding him and trying to get him to down this horrible tasting concoction I was making at home, I was able to have him running up to the gate because he knew that the apple flavored, you know, treat that he was getting, he couldn't wait for. So not only was there not that horrible experience between us with that, you know, medication, but it was actually making a huge difference in him. And that compound gave me 3 more years with him that I would not have had. So for me, that changed not only my life, because he was just so amazing to me, and 3 great years. So he was feeling better and looking better. And it's something that I never would have had if I didn't have that option and that treatment option in compounding. So for me, that hits home. And when that, you know, changed my life and his life, I wanted to make sure that not only any other horse that had that problem or any other animal, but anybody that was looking for another option that could impact their life, their quality of life, or change that time that you have, I wanted to make sure that they had those options. And so that's what really struck home with me. And that's where that passion really ignited.
That's so cool. I love that story. It's true. Horses really love apple. I mean, something about the apple. We mix isoxaprine with apple powder and make like a scoop powder that you put on their feed or whatnot. So that's really neat. So I know a lot of our listeners specifically to the Rev Up podcast are healthcare providers. So there's healthcare providers, both in terms of prescribers, so doctors, physicians, DOs, mid-level practitioners, like nurse practitioners and PAs, and also pharmacists, and also pharmacy students and physical therapists. So we have a lot of healthcare providers listening. And so I think it's very important for all of us to remember that pharmacy, the profession, is so multifaceted. There's so many different areas of pharmacy. We're not just, you know, standing behind counters on the phone with a insurance company and then counting at the same time and then waving at the person in the drive-thru. I mean, yes, that is part of what we do probably most of the time, but we have so many cool areas within pharmacy, and Bridget being one of the on a marketing side of pharmacy. So I just think it's important to kind of reiterate that throughout this podcast, just to let our listeners know that, you know, your pharmacist and your pharmacy techs and your marketers that are in the pharmacy realm are all looking out for the greater good of the patient. And they're all there for you as a healthcare provider and for your patients. So I just like to throw that in there. I always throw that in there for some reason. The next question I wanted to ask you is that, can you let us know about a time where you specifically showed maybe a provider, a doctor, someone outside of the pharmacy, what you did in the pharmacy to help them kind of better understand compounding or better understand what you were doing in your profession?
Absolutely. So I always like to put myself kind of in the position of, you know, where my patient or a prescriber might be and what their thought process is, right? So they're sending a prescription in and they're putting that in the hands of the pharmacy to provide for their patient. I always had a really great relationship and great communication with all the different kinds of providers. And I want to make sure that relationship was very strong and that they understood the process that happened from the time they called in that prescription or they sent that patient to our pharmacy. And one of the things that I really liked to do is I wanted the provider to be able to come in, and I had her and her nurse come in because I wanted them to see the process of what happened with a compound. I wanted them to see that it wasn't something where we grabbed something off the shelf and that was it. I wanted them to see that from the moment that prescription got to us, what the process was in providing for that their patient, from, you know, creating a formula to the actual, we brought them into our lab and we had them watch how from the moment we put their information in to providing the ingredients and putting everything together and creating the compound and the testing and the checking and verification and all of the measures that went into what that was. And it was a huge moment for them as well, because they instantly were like, wow, that is a process. We had no idea that all of those different steps were in there. We had no idea, you know, all of the different, you know, protocols and all of the things that you were doing to not only protect our patient, but to make sure that they got exactly what they needed. So it was great, because from that point on, they were always just like, okay, we're telling all of our patients that they're giving you guys like 48 hours minimum before they come in or even call to get their prescription. And of course, you know, there's, you know, we would try to get out before then, but it was just the understanding that, you know, she knew every compound that was going through was getting that attention, and that was why our compounding was so, you know, so unique, and what we were providing wasn't, you know, just everyone was getting the same thing. It was very individualized, very personalized. And she had so much more, not only excitement about it, but so much more respect for the actual art of that.
That's so cool. That it goes to show you how far education, just a little education, can take you, whether that's to the healthcare provider or to the patient even. I know we have patients who, you know, call sometimes and they're like, where's my prescription? I phoned it in yesterday. And so you kind of have to educate them through that process and like the different steps that are being taken. I know one of the instances I gave was that sometimes our QA/QC process or our quality assurance, quality control, at the very end, the compound has been made and it's being checked by a pharmacist and all the formulas are being reviewed. The calculations are being redone just to make sure that is perfect. And what you have to do is sometimes you have to take pHs, you have to take weights of 10% of the capsules, or you have to take weights of 10% of the actual solid dosage form, like the suppositories or the troches, and you have to record all of those on the formula worksheet. And I was kind of going through like, okay, well, they're weighing out now, making sure that everything falls in the, you know, appropriate ranges according to USP. And the patient's like, wow, you do all that at the end? And I'm like, absolutely. You know, we have to make sure that it was made correctly and that it was everything matches up. Even if it was made correctly, we have to make sure that it's all the weights are in line with what they should be according to how much powder's in there, what the capsule weight weighs. So yeah, it's very interesting that just giving a little bit of education to someone can really go a long way. It makes them appreciate it. It's like someone's cooking your food, you know, you want them to cook it throughout. You want them to cook it the right way and get every little thing perfect and every embellishment right on it before it comes out to your table. So, awesome. Thank you for sharing that. So I guess I wanted to ask really quickly, just What types of services do you offer? So if one of our providers or one of our pharmacists or pharmacies would reach out to you, what do you help them with? Walk us through sort of what you would provide for them if there's consultations or if there's, you know, actual marketing help.
Absolutely. So I really love to get to know, because each pharmacy is different, from the knowledge and specialty with their services, products, and their staff. And in the area that they're in. So I love to get to know, you know, who they are, what they're doing, and then really understand what are your goals? What are you really wanting to accomplish? And we really look at, okay, for your pharmacy, what are you wanting for your staff, for your patients? And we really start to look at what marketing pieces are they struggling with? What marketing pieces would they like to really start focusing on? So it's very individualized when I, you know, speak to my clients, and then we decide, okay, what would be the best, you know, option for you? So from consulting where we're, you know, on the phone and we're, or, you know, Zoom, and we're really talking about, okay, this is, you know, this is where we want to be. And I'd really love to be able to expand in veterinary medicine or, you know, with HRT or whatever that is. Then we decide, okay, you know, we can have these strategy calls and we can have that consulting factor. Another service that we can really use is social media management. So I provide social media management so that we can take those goals, take that information, and make sure that they are showing up online in the right way. Because we all know social media management, it is very hard to keep up with that and be running your pharmacy. So that's something that I don't want my clients to be worrying about, oh my gosh, I didn't post something, or I need to get this up there, but I have 10 waiters and the drive-thru is full, right? So I want to make sure that they can still be marketing, but still be in their pharmacy and working and focusing on what they need to be. And so that's where I love to be able to come in and take that stress away and know that their marketing is happening and it's being done by someone who knows pharmacy, not just someone who has no idea what the industry is like, who's worked there, who's been in the lab, has been in out front, supplement sales, all of those things. And then I love to be able to provide different courses, trainings, and things like that so that they, maybe they don't have time to be able to do one-on-one consulting, but they have, you know, time to be able to do an on-demand training or course in certain areas, whether that be OTC sales, whether that be growing their compounding, or, you know, different things like that, that is more on their schedule. So I liked to really be able to bring a lot of different options to independent pharmacy owners that will work for them and be goal oriented and topic focused.
Very cool. And yeah, that sounds like something that we all need in our lives, because you're right. Social media and just online marketing is very difficult. I hear from a lot of pharmacists and pharmacies that it's just something that sometimes has to go on the back burner because you just don't have the time for it. So having you take that stress off is, you know, would definitely be helpful. All right. Well, we're kind of approaching the time here, but I want to give Bridget the opportunity to, if you will, Bridget, share your information or how our listeners can contact you if they want to get a hold of you or maybe check out your social media. So let us know where we can find you.
Of course. So independentedgeconsulting.com, you can go to my website. I have some information there on kind of my history and some of the services that I offer, as well as, you know, really getting to understand a lot of the marketing pieces that you should be thinking about. You can also find me, you know, on social media. I'm all over there. I do provide a free group for independent pharmacy owners to be able to really come together and have those, you know, monthly tips and different ideas for marketing, and then be able to, you know, have access to certain courses or trainings. And that is Marketing the Mortar and Pestle. So there's a link on my website that if you, that sounds like something you'd be interested in, make sure that you go ahead and check that out.
Awesome. Thank you again so much, Bridget. I really appreciate your time spending with us today. And I know that our listeners will certainly benefit from this one. So thank you very, very much. Your words are so helpful, and thank you for what you're doing within the pharmacy space. Thank you for what you're doing within the compounding, the marketing. You're bringing all these worlds together into one package. So we appreciate what you do. And thank you guys again. Thank you all to our listeners who are here for the Rev Up podcast. And we look forward to speaking with you next time.
Thank you, Tara.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Innovation Compounding Pharmacy. If you're a healthcare provider, visit the Innovation Institute of Online Education and Training to access free on-demand webinars at www.innovationcompounding.com/institute. If you have questions for a pharmacist, call 1-800-547-1399 to discuss today's topic. Also, subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode, and help others find us by giving us your rating on iTunes. As always, thank you for listening to the Mix It Up Pharmacy Podcast.